Yesterday's deal by OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, to cut oil production by 1.2 million barrels a day hinged on other non-OPEC countries agreeing to also cut production. Countries like Russia, which also said it would reduce its current output by as much as 300,000 barrels a day, although it's unclear how these cuts will be implemented. For decades, OPEC has set global oil prices by such controls of supply, but that idea didn't actually start with OPEC. As Mose Bushel of Here and Now Contributor KUT reports, the idea began in Texas.
It was back in the 1930s when a massive oil field opened up in East Texas. It seemed like a boon to the industry, but then,
as the flood of oil from East Texas drove prices down, oil became cheaper than water, 10 cents a barrel.
That's audio from the 1985 documentary Wildcatter, a story of Texas oil. It tells the crazy story of the oil boom back then when overproduction flooded the U.S. market.
Major producers, seeing their profit margins cut, turned to the state for protection.
The agency they turned to was the Railroad Commission of Texas, a state agency originally set up to regulate the rails. In order to stop prices from falling, the Railroad Commission ordered smaller oil producers to stop pumping so much. They refused, so Texas Governor Ross Sterling declared East Texas to be in a state of insurrection.
He declared martial law and sent National Guard troops to shut the field down. Oil prices would rise, some said, at the point of a bayonet.
And rise they did, all because oil production in the U.S. was regulated. That went on for decades. The Railroad Commission, working with other states, controlled production with the effect of controlling prices through the 1960s. Sound familiar?
OPEC was explicitly modeled on the Texas Railroad Commission.
That's University of Texas government professor David Prindle. He wrote a book on the Railroad Commission. He says the Railroad Commission model began to spread in the 1950s when the oil minister of Venezuela decided that if Texans could regulate oil supply, so should other producers.
He hired the chief engineer of the Railroad Commission, named Jack Baumel, to come to Venezuela and show him and then show the oil minister of Saudi Arabia how it was done.
And OPEC soon followed. The Railroad Commission still regulates oil in Texas, but the rise of OPEC marked the end of the commission's power over prices, in part because OPEC controls more market share. Yesterday's agreement by members of OPEC will cut global oil output by roughly 1% to bring prices back up, but it's unclear how much that will matter. Now that the U.S. produces so much shale oil, some analysts think OPEC's lost a lot of its ability to set global production levels. For Here and Now, I'm Mose Bushel.